Hello, Jason. I didn't realize we were doing an adventure.
Well, it is now. Do you have your 20-sided die with you?
No. I was thinking more in terms of pants. These pants aren't jaunty enough for an adventure.
Well, the good thing is it's a podcast, so you can just take those pants off and replace them while we talk, and no one will be the wiser.
Well, now you spoil the surprise in 20 minutes from now. I want to get you guys to guess what kind of pants I changed into.
Well,
that's fine. We'll salvage work it. It's okay.
I can do some editing.
It's fine. It's fine. This is a dynamic medium in which we're not expected to be perfect on the first pass. We're gonna accept that this podcast is what
it's a live
it is,
performance.
That we're not gonna fear that it won't be perfect. We're only gonna fear that it won't be. In the words of Stephen Sondheim. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
How you doing?
It's good to have you here. Jason Brightman is here. This is not a comic book club episode,
but it's
been a little while, but you're back, and it's great to have you here.
I'm back. It's great to be here. Thanks.
You took up the challenge for the adventure. So
hey, I have my fedora on right,
all right
now.
Good. Is it at a jaunty angle?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. That is required. Erica Ensign also joins us on our adventure. Hello.
Hello. I am both wearing adventure pants and only a few feet away from a large cache of dice.
Wow.
I'm set.
You were prepared.
I am. Of course, by adventure pants, I mean fuzzy pajama pants that have skulls and crossbones and pink plaid ribbons.
Wow. I too, am wearing fuzzy pajama pants. And there's plaid, but that it has no ribbons or pink or skulls. So you win.
Are they the sort of skulls that denote piracy or poison?
They're smiling, so I guess piracy.
All right.
Okay, so Jolly Roger, literally.
Fair enough.
Yep.
His name is Roger. We knew him well. David Lohr also joins us and joins in the adventure. Hi, David.
Hello there. If all the stars align at about halfway through, I'm going to become Dan Morin. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Good. We'll just transfer you over and say the part of David Lohr, now being played by Dan Morin.
England lives!
This is what we're talking about.
A Quinn Martin production.
Tonight's episode, Sing a Song of Murder.
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the murder.
Special guest star, Tony Franciosa.
Act One, an unusual delivery. In color.
Wow. Man,
there are things that only a generation of kids who had to watch syndicated TV programming when they got home from school.
Well, there's
understand.
Literally only one thing on, and so you watched it.
That's right.
Is it the Brady Bunch or Emergency One? It's got to be Emergency One. That's why I'm one of the few people who will fail at every piece of Brady Bunch trivia because Brady Bunch was on opposite Emergency One.
But hey, Gage and DeSoto, come on,
Randy Mantooth. Hell of a firefighter.
Man too.
That's
right. Nope, we're never going to get that. No. Current generations are not held hostage by limited TV options. So
remember how excited you get when there'd be like a long series of buzzes at the station house? When, oh my God, this is not just a structural fire. This is like a 9-station fire. This is going to be at least 2 acts.
There was a thing on the other night on the Me TV channel that we have.
Just keep going.
This is the after dark.
That's all I'm
yeah,
saying.
No, I
you might
know
as well start swearing because.
But Bottom. Every Friday night they show random TV movies, and so you know once in a while I'll check and see. Oh, it's Return from Gilligan's Island. Great, okay. And Friday night they showed something called Greatest Rescues of Emergency, and I thought, okay, what's that? And so I put it on, and it doesn't have the music or any of the opening credit stuff. It is literally all of the credits running over explosions. And there's no music whatsoever. It's just these random explosions and fires and everything. And there's one where there are these two guys just standing on a boat in the middle of a lake, and all of a sudden the engine explodes and the one guy falls into the water. And both of my kids laugh hysterically at this. Like, oh my God, that was great. Show it again. I'm like, you're missing the point of the show, son. But yeah, it's like 4 or 5 minutes of solid explosions. It's wonderful.
So speaking of Gilligan's Island.
Ah, yes.
What do we get there? But that was a show that I
Ginger.
Watched every episode of, because there was nothing else on. And Ginger, not only was in the pilot, there was a different Ginger, but when they made those, made for TV movies, Tina Louise was like, I'm not doing that. No, I'm embarrassed enough by being in Gilligan's Island. I'm not going to be in those. And so they had fake gingers. They had bogus recast gingers. And, you know,
and they had more than one.
Change James Bond and Indiana Jones all you like. You do not change Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
That's kind of how I felt about all the recasting from Twin Peaks to Fire Walk With Me. I just was not okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work.
It's just wrong.
Yep.
It's not Laura Flynn Boyle. It's not okay.
Right? Can I ask a possibly incendiary question?
Sure.
The season on Brady Bunch when Robert Reed suddenly had that ridiculous afro. Oh. Is that a type of recasting? Because I frankly find it difficult to take him seriously from that series. I know it's a Sherwood Schwartz movie, TV anyway, but that's when, like, if there was like if the censor reported trace amounts of respect for that character in the ambient in the TV, that flat line down to zero after the afro. So it was even bigger than the Dick York hypothesis.
What, it must have been something in that house, because it happened to Greg Brady too. He had the flat hair in the beginning, and all of a sudden,
like they had like the plumbing system fixed, so they suddenly had better hot water and more water pressure
and conditioner.
I'm just impressed that I remembered that Laura Flynn Boyle wasn't in Fire Walk With Me. That's all I'm saying. I got that right. I nailed that. Moira Kelly was Donna instead of Laura Flynn Boyle.
And I mean, I appreciate a good Moira Kelly film, but that did not work for me at all.
No, that was bad. Don't change gender.
Well, it took the character in a different... Just... There's something about the hardness of Laura Flynn Boyle that worked for the character, where Moira Kelly is just a little soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was really bad in The West Wing too, but I've said that on another episode.
Oh yes,
it was really, really bad. That was a mistake. Everybody knew it.
Who did she play?
Got rid of her. She was Mandy, the PR consultant or pollster in the first season.
They got rid of her pretty damn quick.
It was like she was in a different show. She was like really like in an 80s comedy. She had like a car and she drove around and was super broad.
Right. In the pilot, she crashed into the
yeah
right.
And they rethought that.
She was like the folklorist in the first season of Mythbusters, where they realized that, yeah, you know what? In the writer's room when we're developing this, we thought we needed this. It turns out we really don't.
Yeah, we don't.
Please accept the cast and crew hat from the wrap party. We won't be needing you next year.
No. And that is that. Lots
I'm
of
actually
kind of
happy I'm being recast because I shot this
pilot. Oh, you're not being recast. You're the only one of us who's going to be left. You're like, who are you people?
Yeah, see,
you're the Ted Baxter.
That pisses me off because I really wanted to get back to New York to get back to theater. I was shocked as anybody else when this pilot was picked up.
Yeah, it's the I did what? That's the other thing that happens in some of these shows is the, hey, pilot, that's good money. I'll sign whatever. And then they're like, we picked it up. You are now,
exactly.
You've got 7 years. You have to work on this and you have to move to LA. What? But I just wanted the money from the,
But I have a Tony Award and a thriving directing career.
Yeah.
Nope. Congratulations. You're now the next door neighbor on a Friday night ABC sitcom.
Sorry, Hugh Laurie. You've got the golden handcuffs and you are moving to LA.
Here, let's
can I get one of those Sequest DSV sort of things where you give me a disease after a year and I can just film all my stuff in 2 days from a hospital bed?
Here, Mr. Laurie, we like you so much. We're going to give you a prop that damages your posture.
Yeah. Well, at least you'll have your classy British accent to keep. We're going to ruin that too.
No. Do that over-enunciated American thing.
Well, remember it was a fun Saturday night, folks.
Yes.
Indeed.
That was a departure. I like that. That was fun to talk about all sorts of different stuff and venture into random digressions, and there's some After Dark outtakes in there too, so that's good.
For sure.
You're welcome.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.